Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week was born with Vader and spent 250 days in the hospital by the time he was 3 years old. He's endured 16 major surgeries and has severe dyslexia. A graduate of High Point University, today he's an extreme snow skier, a mountain climber, a boater, a hunter, a fisherman, and an author. He's also a motivational speaker, and his basic message is faith and attitude is everything. His name, J.T. Mesta. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything is Possible, and we're talking to a fascinating young man, J.T. Mesta, whose autobiography is entitled Untether. J.T., you're 23 years old. You've already got a book written. Amazing. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Rasula.
Can we start by you offering an opening prayer, please?
I'd love to. Heavenly Father, thank you for bringing us here today to be able to spend this time to spread your word and just for us to have this time to talk and talk about how you have impacted my life and many of other lives throughout me and throughout both of us here today. And just thank you for everything that you do for us. And just thanks for everything today.
Terrific. God's blessed you in a lot of ways. He's severely blessed you in other ways, but two of your biggest blessings are your mom and dad. Tell us about your mom and dad.
Yes. So my mom and dad throughout my life have just been amazing role models and amazing just every step of the way, just guiding me and giving me the ability to become who, you know, I've become. And thanks to them, as we'll get into a lot of my challenges throughout my life, they have been the sole reason for me to be successful and with them in the Lord. And having them, you know, teaching me so much and really emphasizing how important the Lord is to me and to my life has been the amazing part of who they are to me.
And mom's sitting in as we have the show.
Yes.
All right. In the first 3 years of your life, you spent 250 days in the hospital. Paint for us, JT, a picture of the first 3 years of your life.
Yeah. So the first 3 years of my life were a journey, and they really throughout that time with being born with what's called Vader syndrome, being born with Vader syndrome has, you know, been a challenge from birth, and those first 3 years were very, very challenging with lots of time in the hospital, like you had said, and thanks to the doctors, I, you know, was able to be here today. And so those surgeries started with basically my whole plumbing system. So from my esophagus all the way down to my anus. And those were life-threatening. I was born without an esophagus. I was born without an anus. I was born with no peristaltic muscles from the esophagus all the way down, so that doesn't allow for me to, you know, to eat properly or to digest properly, and so my whole system was messed up. And thanks to amazing doctors and amazing people in my life, they were able to put my system back together. And so at birth, I was born with a colostomy. From there, we had what they call the reversal of the colostomy, and from there, many other surgeries that involved the intestines and things down there.
We're talking to JT Mesta. We talked about your mom and dad being angels for you. What's the biggest thing you learned from mom, JT, and what's the biggest thing you learned from dad?
So I'd say the biggest thing that I learned from my mom is definitely her being the angel in my life and just really being there for me every step of the way and guiding me through all the medical things. And then when it comes to my father, he really is an inspiration to me, and he's been the coach for me throughout my whole life, whether it was medical or whether it was other parts that I struggled with, or whether it was just having fun and making sure that I got out there and enjoyed my time, you know, playing sports and skiing and hiking and biking and lacrosse and many other sports that I participated in throughout my life. He was my rock and my coach.
Two other rocks in your life, rock stars in your life, have been John and Marlene Bull.
Yes. My grandparents have been a huge, huge part of my life, and both sets of my grandparents have just been there for me every step of the way. And when it came to medical, you know, just being there for my parents. And it's amazing what my parents have done for me. And I think with that, my grandparents have really been the support for them and really help them through challenging times as well.
We're talking to JT Mesta, who had tremendous challenges in the first many years of his life. 16 major surgeries. And when we come back, we're going to ask about another huge challenge, dyslexia. And I'm Jack Krasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Krasula, and with JT Mestow. If you want to learn more, www.jtmestdagh.com. jtmestdagh.com. JT, God also severely blessed you with severe dyslexia.
Yes. I look at all these different challenges is a blessing, and dyslexia really you know was a blessing in disguise because of how many things that came of it and the people that he brought into my life with it. And so I was born with dyslexia, and with the medical challenges we really did not have that as a priority in our life. And as I advanced in school, we started to realize how big of a challenge that dyslexia was for me. And I can remember specifically coming home one day and laying on the floor in our kitchen, and my mom was there, and I was pounding on the floor and crying and just saying to my mom, I don't care about the medical. I want to learn how to read. And this is when my mom knew that, you know, we had to really take this as a priority. And thanks to her, we have, you know, spent a lot of time researching and finding different things and trying many programs throughout the Detroit area and national programs. And you know, with dyslexia comes short-term memory loss and lots of other challenges. It's not just what people think of, the reversal of letters and things. There's a lot of different parts to it.
JT, what's daily life like for someone who has severe dyslexia?
Yes. So for my daily life, when it comes to dyslexia, when I was growing up, I was at a point where I didn't even want to go to a friend's house or go out to dinner with family that, you know, we basically, it limited me from doing certain things that, you know, a normal child can do. And the reason for that is because, you know, you go to a friend's house and you pull up a computer screen or a video game and you have to read that one line and figure out what button to push or what to do. And I didn't have that capability of reading. And when it comes to a restaurant, I remember my famous line was, I'll have a cheeseburger, because every restaurant has a cheeseburger. and so with that, you know, it was a challenge to, you know, be a normal kid at times. And with my medical background too, that was challenging too, because for me, one day I could read the word man for men's restroom and the next day I wouldn't be able to. And so it was, you know, quite a challenge to, navigate. And as my grandpa always said, you know, JT's living in a foreign country, basically. And that's a great way to describe someone with dyslexia.
Well, in 2006, you became a citizen because of an angel that God sent you by the name of Steve Tatum.
Yes, Steve Tatum was definitely one of my angels in my life. And he came to us. It was a God thing. And someone had mentioned to us that the Genthy family had mentioned to us that that Steve Tatum was in town and that we had to meet him. And so we actually spent the time in going to the other side of town, and from there we spent time with Steve. And this first encounter with Steve, you know, for me it was, you know, this was going to be like every other reading program, sitting down and pulling out a flip book that you couldn't see what's on the backside, but their response was always good, good, as you read through the things and you knew that you weren't getting some right. But and from there, Steve looked at me and I remember him saying, "JT, you'll never have to see this again. This is, you know, we're going to move on to, this was just me testing you and seeing where you're at." And we moved on from there and dove into Steve's program, which is known as the Fast Reading Program. And from there, Steve pulled out this magnetic board that was basically the program with a whole bunch of letters on it, all organized in different ways that helped a visual learner. And it was the program that was built for me and really helped me and many others throughout this community and across the country.
And Steve Tatum met a lady named Pam Good, who was running Beyond Basics. She embraced that program, and now thousands and thousands of inner-city kids have learned to read because of Beyond Basics and Fast Reading.
Yes, and thanks to Pam and all of her help with being so influential and helping so many kids, and with Steve's, you know, ability to pick up and move to, you know, move his program and teach thousands of teachers and impact thousands of students in the greater Detroit area, you know, it's become a great team and great work together. And Steve, you know, has a great just ability to teach and really a awesome person just for the teachers to be working with as well as students.
Your whole life, thousands of people have told you, you won't be able to do this, you won't be able to do that, you can't do this. When people told you that, what did you think? What did you do?
Whenever someone, you know, throughout my life, like you said, there was many people who, you know, basically said, you know, you won't be able to do this or that. And with that, you know, I think that with my positive attitude and my willingness to just try anything and try to find something that works for me, it really, I never allowed those things to shut me down. And I think the most important thing for anyone is, you know, that they go out and try different things and do the research to find something that will help them or will allow them to accomplish their goals. And with accomplishing your goals, it's, I think, one of the most important things. Throughout my life, I've had many, many mentors, and these mentors, stem from the medical side of things to the dyslexic to just plain old having fun. And with that, you have to have people in your life that can support you and really, really help make you become who you want to become.
I quote you now, limits are for credit cards, not for people.
And, well, you know, I think one big thing with that is you can't set a limit. You have to always shoot for the stars and try to reach your highest goal. And whether that's climbing a mountain or whether that's learning to read or just trying to spend more time with your family. It's really important that you put your best foot forward in everything you do. And, you know, one thing that I've learned in the hardest of times, my biggest mentor and people in my life that push me to obtain a goal is, you know, they always are there for you to push you there. So
we're talking to JT Mesta, and I heard you being interviewed with Paul W. Smith about a month ago. I think you were in Bay Harbor, and the first thing you said that morning was, I want to thank God. When we come back, we're going to talk to him about thanking God. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rasula, and with JT Mesta, who endured 16 major surgeries and also lives with severe dyslexia. He was born with VEDER and spent 250 days in the hospital by the time he was 3 years old, and now he's an author at age 23. All right, I'm listening to Paul W. a month ago. He's up at Bay Harbor, and he has you on. And the first thing you say is, I want to thank God first. You're 23 years old. Why?
Well, God has been a huge part of my life. And I think that from the medical side of things to all of the challenges, you know, I've been fortunate enough to realize how important, you know, my relationship with God is. And throughout these different challenges, he's always been the person that I lean on the most. And with that comes prayer and just being able to spend time in his word. And it's really, you know, my relationship with God and I think everyone's relationship with God is being able to put that time in to spend time with him and in his word. And, you know, with different challenges, being able to pray and have that one-on-one time with the Lord, and then for the people that he's blessed me with in my life. And I think that that's one of the amazing things that he has done for me, is just being able to put people in my life that are so strong in their faith and so strong in bettering other people. And I've been very, very fortunate to have that as a great opportunity from the Lord.
If you want to learn more, www.jtmestagh.com. Okay, JT, I quote you again. I believe faith and attitude are everything. Really?
So, with that, like I said before, faith has been the driving force for me to be successful. But with that comes your attitude, and attitude in life is so important. And I try to wake up every morning with a smile on my face, and that just sort of sets the tone. Whether it's, you know, a challenging day, you know, just being able to have that smile on your face will allow you to, you know, strive and to have that positive attitude.
All right. You're an international bestseller. The name of the book is Untether, Inspiration for Living, Free and Strong No Matter What the Challenge. I want to focus on a couple chapters. Chapter 16, You're Never Alone in a Hospital.
So, when I say you're never alone in a hospital, there's a lot of aspects to that, and one of them is you know, having God there with you every minute, and the other, you know, with being in a hospital, there's so many amazing people that really are there to help you and support you, and I've been very fortunate with parents that do that as well, and it's really a blessing that you know, being able to realize how many people are there to comfort you and strengthen you, and most important, the Lord being there with you.
Like a rubber band.
So, back to some of the medical things in my life, I had what they call tethered spinal cord, and it's part of Vader syndrome, and it was found later on in my life. But basically, what happens is your spinal cord attaches to your nerves that is supposed to float freely throughout your vertebrae, and they call this tethered spinal cord, and so throughout my life, you know, playing different sports and things, we started to realize that I had different symptoms that shouldn't be there, and you know, could become big problems. And so, thanks to doctors and great surgeons, they have given me the ability to find out that what this problem was, and to be able to fix it correctly. So, I've actually had two spinal cord surgeries that have allowed me were successful and allowed me to, you know, be able to be active the way I am today.
Chapter 23, Navigating the Middle Years.
So navigating the middle years, I was able to be homeschooled, and I was able to be homeschooled in the fast reading program, and had an amazing teacher, Donna Martin, who supported me and supported the fast program throughout every part of our daily routine. And this was a really great time for me to really grow, and grow in a lot of ways. And when I mean by that is really enhanced my reading and brought me back up to speed in a lot of other classes and areas. And it was a really great time for me to be learning when it came to shadowing different professions and being able to spend time in the FAST program and spend time with Steve as well and everything.
If you want to learn more, www.jtmestagh.com. All right, the castle door.
So the castle door was a chapter that talks about my experience when I moved to Denver to really immerse myself in the FAST program. And this was the later part of fifth grade. And this was where I got to spend one-on-one time with Steve and his professional tutors, and be at a school that really had an emphasis on being able to enhance any person's challenges, whether it was dyslexia and reading, or whether it was writing, and really for me was a big chapter of my life, being able to enhance all that. But one of the big things with being there, I realized was, you know, there's so many kids back home, and that, you know, when we were leaving Denver Academy, I was emotional, and I told my parents and I told Steve, I said, no offense, Steve, I'm not crying because I'm going to miss you, but I'm crying for all the the kids back home who don't have the ability to pick up and move to Denver and be able to be immersed in the program. And that's when Steve said to me, he said, "You find the teachers and the students, and I will be there to teach them." And with that, it sort of started to, that's when we moved back to Detroit, and really Steve's big impact with Beyond Basics and many other people and schools and teachers really started to bring that program into effect here in the greater Detroit area.
No bad days, just hard ones.
So it's a little saying that I always like to say, but that came up with me and my mom one day. My mom was saying, "JT, you know, this is going to be a tough surgery, and this is going to be challenging and a tough recovery." And that's when I looked to my mom and said, "Mom, there's no bad days. There's just tough days." And what I mean by that is, I think the biggest thing that I mean by that is that the Lord, you know, is there with you every step of the way, and you can do anything through Him and persevere through Him.
We're talking to JT Mesta, and I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to an extraordinary young 23-year-old man, JT Mesta, and JT's mom, Chris, is here with us. So I've asked her to take over the mic, and Chris, I want to ask you a couple questions.
Sure.
Let's go back 23 years, and God blesses you with a son, and then the doctors quickly say, "Mom, these are some of the issues. We don't know all of them, but a lot of issues." And God says to you, "Chris, I'll give you a choice. I'll magically make him perfect, or leave him with all these issues, and your life will never be the same." What would you have said to God, Chris?
We've already, as a husband and wife, Jim and I, had this discussion, and we've always felt from day one, we never asked why, and we really felt it was a blessing because not only would our life have never put us in the hospital to meet the doctors and nurses that we've met and other families that have had problems, not like ours, but problems that we've been able to share the word with them and been able to move around the country for other doctors and other hospitals that were able to handle the situation since his syndrome is extremely rare. And we never felt we would be missionaries packing our bag going to Africa. But in turn, God, he packed our bag and moved us from hospital to hospital where we were able to share the word, and through JT's spirit, which is waking up every day with a smile, and people wondering why. What is it that's so different with him? And I can only say that Jesus has worked through him and through us to spread the word. And so to answer your question, we wouldn't have changed a thing. And then educationally, we've been able to be in systems, educational systems to help it along, or we've learned a lot, and hopefully we've touched lives too.
What's the biggest thing JT has taught Chris and Jim Mesta?
That miracles still happen every single day. And by watching him, that your attitude does affect the outcome of whatever your situation is. And it's tough to always be up for most people, but we have really learned how to put our trust and faith in our Heavenly Father, and to, you know, look at each day as another opportunity to hopefully touch a life.
If there's a listener tonight, a couple who have just had a child, and there's major issues, and they're fearful, they're mad, they're confused. Chris, what would you say to that couple tonight?
It's a tough question, because it is hard, and there's a lot of dark moments. But I would definitely say to find peace by being prayerful, and to really not look into the future. Just go week by week, or even at some points it's hour by hour, because we don't know what the outcome's going to be. And if we would have known some of the things, you know, our attitude would have been different. So if you can just look at the moment and get through it and pray for peace.
Speaking of the moment, let's go back, JT, to September 2018. And you tell Mom and Dad, I think I'm going to go climb Mount Kilimanjaro. Okay. Mom says, whoa. Tell us about Mount Kilimanjaro.
Yes. So, you know, in my life, I've always had this sort of time for me, and time for me to spend in God's country. And what I refer to as God's country is just anything outdoors. And that's my sort of escape route from different challenges from that we've talked about today. And so, for example, in this past October, we had the opportunity to go to Kilimanjaro and climb Mount Kilimanjaro in Africa. And the people that I did it with were lifelong friends of ours and mentors of ours, but they really have had a ton of experience in the outdoors. And so I think that was a huge comforting factor for my parents. But with that, we had the opportunity to go and we took it up.
Normally it takes 6 to 8 days to get to the top. You guys did it in 4.
Yes.
Did you ever doubt whether you'd make it?
So for me, with the medical side of things, I had never spent more than 24 hours away from a restroom. So this was a big undertaking. And so we said, you know what? We want to set a high goal for this. And so our goal was to do it in 4 days. And we did summit on the 4th day and accomplished our goal. But along the way, there was challenges. And with the medical piece, the first several days were great. During the climb, every day of my life, I have to do a medical procedure. And that procedure, I put about 500 cc's of solution that allows for me to irrigate my system. And so I catheterized myself through my belly button due to a surgery that Dr. Pena created that allows me to flush through my system every day for about an hour. And so we had to do this on Kilimanjaro. And during the climb on our last day, basically we had contamination in my medical treatment, which ended up stemming into our final day of climbing. And in that day, about halfway to the summit, I started to have symptoms of altitude sickness, but diarrhea and nausea, which came from having a bad treatment. And so the last day was a big struggle, and you know, we pushed through, and there was really no way to turn around on this final ascent. And so as we pushed forward and having the guidance of our guides, got there safe and sound, and as we arrived to the summit, I remember seeing that sign of Kilimanjaro summit, and it was a really emotional and spiritual moment for me. I from having a struggle of going up the climb and then to the bigger struggle in my life of never thinking that I'd have an opportunity to do something like that. And I think that was why it was so emotional and such a moment to be attached to what the Lord has done for me.
In January of 18, you started the J.T. Mehta Foundation. Tell us about that.
Yes. So I started the J.T. Mehta Foundation, and with that, I really want to give back to many areas of my life, but a big portion would be medical. And for me, when it comes to medical, my supplies and things like that, unfortunately, are not covered by insurance. And so there's, I think, a huge area that that my foundation can help out in, and supporting, you know, others with challenges that have supplies and things like that. They don't have the ability to get the resources.
As our time winds down, JT, what advice do you give to our young listeners tonight?
So to our listeners, I have to say that a positive attitude and the people you surround yourself with are so important. And those mentors in your life can really give you so much support and impact you so much. And also just having a strong faith and being there with the Lord is so important.
J.T. Mehta, you told me, Jack, I want to touch one life. Sir, you touch many, many lives every day. Keep up the great, great work.
Thank you so much.
Please join us next Saturday. Until then, I'm Jack Krasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.